Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, one of the biggies this time of year is wine with bubbles.
Yeah, it sure is. As I understand it, like, what, half of the sparkling wine is sold in the month of December?
I believe it's something like
that.
Something hugely disproportionate.
You may be tempted to buy champagne, and I think if you can afford it, great. But there's a lot of other good choices that are a fraction of the price.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to start with my favorite. This is Cremant d'Alsace.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember, Alsace is only about 70 miles from Champagne. So it's very common for Champagne winemakers to come over and consult in Alsace, hence the very, very high quality. I'm going to start with my favorite. It's Sip Mac.
Yep.
Cremant d'Alsace. This is my wine of the week. Probably you'll find it for around $28. This one features 50% Pinot Blanc, 25% Chardonnay, and 25% Pinot Noir. And the Chardonnay and Pinot Noir reflects Sip Mac's growing mastery of those two grapes. They're really leading the way in Alsace with those two. So it makes a very, very nice wine. And what you have is a very firm, finely textured sparkling wine with a lot of deep flavor. The fruit is maybe just a tad sweeter than a Brut, let's say. But it's just a wonderful wine, and I just love it. Sip Mac, Wine of the Week, Sip Mac, Cremant d'Alsace. Another Cremant d'Alsace that I came across is called Grand C. I'm pronouncing it in English, Brut. That's Grand and then the letter C, as in perhaps Grand Cru.
Okay.
That's maybe what it is. It's Cremant d'Alsace, non-vintage in this case, $28. It's a very, very fine quality wine. If you slipped it into a tasting of champagne, you probably wouldn't spot it as a ringer.
Really?
Yeah, that's how good these wines are. It has a nose of yellow apples, minerals, and honey. And if you take a sip, it's going to reveal a sparkling wine with a very fine-grained mousse. The flavors start with lemon peel that transforms quickly into kind of a dry mineral flavor amidst a burst of fizziness.
Sounds great.
It is. It's really, really nice, Hugh. There's a new category of sparkling wine that's gotten some attention recently. In Maryland, we have Old Westminster to thank because they're making Petit Natural.
Okay.
Or what we call Pet Nat. And essentially, this is a sparkling wine the way a French peasant farmer would make it, you know. And just, I can't go into the process, it would take too long. But it's not anywhere near as sophisticated as champagne. But boy, it could be a lot of fun. This is from Poggio del Maro. It's Tuscany, Poggio del Maro. They're 2020, also $28. And there was actually a pair of them. There was a Brut and then there was a Rosé.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a lot in common, very much in common. Big old bubbles, you know. Kind of easy to like. Nothing serious about it at all. And sometimes when you go to a party, this is the kind of wine you want to take. Because you don't want to sit there contemplating it and everything. You want to just go there and have a good time. So the Poggio del Maro Pet Nat, they call it. I really recommend it. It is a lot of fun. Here's a few other wines that over the years I've come to really appreciate. Gruet Brut from New Mexico, of all places.
Right.
$15. It'll knock your socks off.
Yeah, it's
very
great.
Surprising.
It's great.
From Spain, Dibon Brut Cava at $14. Again, a perennial winner. Everybody loves this wine. And Saint-Hilaire Blanquette de Limoux, arguably the oldest sparkling wine in France, $18. And these are all really delightful. We're going to put all of these on our website at wypr.org. Navigate to Cellar Notes and look them up. You can print out our recommendations and take them shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.